Samoa's still a guy that could, help you in the run game. I guess that's where he has to improve, I guess.
Yeah, and one thing that also about John, like that experience in the pass game, like you can't, look past that, like a really strong protector. And I think one of the things I love about John, just the grit and the toughness, he's always willing to go and battle and fight. So that's one of the things I really respect about his game.
Will Grossman get some snaps Thursday?
We're anticipating that. We're going to take it through this week. I wanted to have the last week to get himself ready, but he got some today. He'll get some tomorrow over the next 2 days, and then we'll make a decision after Wednesday's practice. But I'm leaning that way.
Sorry. You talked about the tight ends after the game.
Yep.
Where is that competition at? And, how has Tammy looked? I haven't seen much on stats.
In terms of the throws and the stats, not as much for him. There have been some good things. Mm-hmm. And I like the group of them where they all have the unique stuff. It's Levine size and mm-hmm. Jacob, where we split them out and, mm-hmm. works a lot on third down. And Tony, kind of a combination of both. Mm-hmm. So all of them have a factor on teams as well.
Okay.
So we're going to utilize all of them.
And Tony, the ankle, is it a bad ankle? He's probably got a shot to get him back.
We're hoping that he was inside. We kept him inside today to do all the treatment, and then we'll see where it goes through with tomorrow. And then we'll kind of make a decision, as it gets into the end of the week and stuff. Mm-hmm.
Joe Field's a guy that you know well from Seattle. It seems like he's had a good start to preseason. What have you liked from him so far?
I think the speed and the energy that Sko brings to our team, whether it's at Sam, whether it's at nickel defensive end, it always shows up. And his attitude, his style, I love it, the way he brings it. And so for him, it was a terrific play at the end of the half, getting the ball out, and we turned it into some points. So exactly what we'd expect. It's really clear when you have exactly how to, use and feature a guy, and we certainly feel that way with Sko.
And he said that being able to get those one-on-ones on the edge because of what Claiborne's been doing on the inside has helped him a lot. Claiborne's getting a lot of attention. You thought that he's really exceeded expectations this year?
Not necessarily exceeded for me. I had a really clear vision of how we'd use Adrian. It was different for him, and he had to have, also the faith to say, okay, coach, this is, new program for me. I've been always played outside at the end, and I just saw the quickness, and he's working really hard to keep developing those skills. And that's the whole goal for everybody. Like, as we're just working, we're just getting better, and we're just going to keep stacking it and keep stacking it. So it's not like, okay, here's the season, and we're going to stay right here. It's just the opposite. We're starting into the season in a week's time or so, and we're going to keep on pushing from there. And every guy, how much better can I get week to week? Not just, okay, here's my level, and the season starts. Honestly, it's just the opposite. Here's my level, and the season starts, and how can I go again further, and how much further can I take my game?
Coach, on that offensive line, just the film you went over, how much do you rely on that, or is it, it's just training camp?
I think you have to in terms of, that's the evaluation we had for the week. So at the time, this is, we went back through it and looked at it, the good plays and the bad plays, and it's all part of the evaluation. So, no, certainly not something that we blow off just to camp and another day at practice, because all of them count in our ways to get the evaluation and get the look of the guys. So all of it's part of it.
How does your evaluation change to go towards the fourth preseason game and final one, and how does it change if it does?
No, not necessarily doesn't change. It's our readiness to get our team ready, and so we're right back at it, kind of getting ready for this one, and again, just everything aimed at improving our skills. How much better can we get? And honestly, that's the sole focus.
All right,
Coach, what would you say about Dez Southwood's transition to playing corner?
Yeah, the speed and the length that you see when we play on the end of the line, that's what I like. Mm-hmm. This transition, sometimes it's when you have to see a lot at safety and you move in over the corner where I don't have to have the wide vision as much as I do. So I think the transition sometimes can be easier going from safety down to corner than vice versa, where I look at a little and then I go back into the middle and I look at a lot. So in that way, we've been pleased with him on the end of the line.
Can you update Devontae Freeman?
Well, we got some reps today, and so that was encouraging for us to see him go and move, and then we'll take again the next step with him to process tomorrow. But caught it well out of the backfield, ran it well today. Limited reps, but it was awesome to see him. He is a guy who has juice. When you feel somebody who's on the field, he's got that kind of explosion and ability, so it was great to have him out there today.
You got Moore back today.
Yeah, so that, again, was another one. He was getting close last week and got into it. Now he's back into the individual and getting into the work, so we're anticipating the bulk of those reps going up tomorrow and the next day getting ready for the weekend.